Do it, man. Right. Put the $1 billion headphones on.
Nigga, Johnny just walking around bullshitting. Well, anyway, welcome to the day stream, Starcade, episode 2. We got Chase in here. We got Hutch. Let's get to it, man. What y'all boy think about this? These terror twins. What do you think about these terror twins or the judgment?
I'm Team Judgment Day, man.
Oh, facts. The Terror Twins are stupid. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't gonna say that. I mean, well, yeah, it's just weird, bro. I just feel like it's kind of weird. I just feel like they really don't have a full direction after they fight Judgment Day. Like, what they gonna do?
Not a damn thing, because they don't got no mixed tag titles in the WWE. Yeah.
So what are they gonna do? It's cool. It's cool. I guess they're trying to build like a brother sister story or something, but I mean, I don't really see what they're going to do after that.
What are you thinking over there, Hutch?
I mean, if you asking me, you already know who I'm waiting on.
Who are you waiting on?
Here you go.
Bro, Jeff is not coming back, bro. He's a junkie.
No, don't say that, bro. He coming back, man.
You know, I got to start off every conversation like that, man.
I
got to put it out to the universe.
Think about it. We saw what happened the last 2 weeks. Like, the numbers are against them, boy. Like, it's two of them and, what, five of them, boy? They got JD, Carlito, Finn, Liv, and Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're never going to win.
You think there's a chance that they defend the tag titles against Rhea and Priest?
But what do they go, like you said, what do they go after that? Because if Rhea and Finn and Rhea and Damian win, who do they fight?
Yeah.
Somebody else, they gotta have a girl on them or something.
Well, the tag titles are on Finn and JD. So they gotta fight two males.
It's only so much they can do with that, for real, for real. I feel like after the Judgment Day finished this little thing with them, I mean, this is all a grand prize as far as like them all fighting each other, but
they still
have a lot to do after this. Like Judgment Day, Finn can still do other things and mess with other people.
Yeah, the goal of any group is to get all the gold. Finn and JD are the tag champs. Liv already the world champ. So shit, either Carlito or fucking
ain't no bump for Dom to get.
Who gonna take that bump?
Dom,
I'm talking about Rhea. Like how many niggas really bought the damn?
Let the girl beat them up. Exactly.
Boom. Yeah, you on some let Rhea boom skadoosh like on some gamming on them boys.
They're not, because if you remember back in the day with Jericho and Jeff Jarrett, them boys fighting China, them boy was like, yo, how realistic is this really going to be with China beating up all the men?
Yeah.
Because it's in the limit now, and like, and men are, they're more athletic now than they were back in the day.
That's what they're building Rhea up to be, though, for real, for real. Modern day China.
You letting Rhea slam you, bro?
Mm-mm.
$100.
$100?
It's your debut night. It's your debut night.
I'm not, bro. I'm not lying.
And Triple H said, hey, listen, bro. It's your debut night. I'm going to give you a shot for the title, but you got to let Rhea slam you, bro. On your debut.
I don't care about that junk, boy. It got to make sense.
Huh?
If it don't make sense, I ain't going to do it. Why do I got to get slammed to get a title match?
It gotta make sense.
It's your damn, you know, your ritual, like your embarrassment ritual and shit. That's how they gotta bring you in on some fool shit.
Nah, it gotta make sense, Brody. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. If it don't make sense, bro,
Hawk said he taking that bump.
Boy, no, boy, I ain't taking that bump for real, boy.
Taking that bump, boy.
Because ain't nobody think you serious, because you let Rhea, you take a bump for Rhea, right? She took Riptide. Now you're going to go beat fucking Gunther?
Facts. She did. What's, He just did Tozawa wrong.
She's gonna hit me with the Riptide. She gonna hit me with the Pedigree or the Batista bomb. Pedigree. She gonna hit me with the Batista bomb.
Nah, I ain't with it, man. I ain't with it. You look like you ready for your debut match now with that bandana on your damn neck.
Hey, y'all know what's going on, man.
Yeah. This nigga hell. But anyway, next topic today. We got Punk Drew 2 scrap match. What y'all thinking about it?
That shit gonna hurt.
Hey, Drew taking that shit though. Pause.
That shit gonna hurt.
You think Drew gonna win or Punk gonna win?
Oh yeah, Drew.
Punk, I got Punk winning because they got to do the trilogy. Punk Drew 3.
Mm-hmm.
Hell in the Cell.
They got to do the trilogy. There ain't no way Drew win this match. Because if Drew win this match, then they literally don't go nowhere after that.
Right. Like I said, Punk Drew 3, Hell in the Cell.
I ain't gonna lie, man. As much as a CM Punk fan,
when do you think they fight again? Not Bad Blood. That's too fast, huh?
Yeah.
Oh wait, are they doing the scrap match at Bash in Berlin, right?
Yeah, Bash in Berlin scrap match. Like I said, bro, I think it's gonna be Bash in Berlin. Punk goes over, and then I think Bad Blood main event. Punk Drew 3 Hell in a Cell.
You think that ends it? That could end it. That could also be when you think Seth returns there, or do he return to fight Brunson?
I think Seth returns to fight Bronson Reed in a few months because he's been supposed to have time off, but he just kept coming back for the company's sake. Mm-hmm. So I think he comes back and he wins. He goes over on Bronson, obviously, because what are they going to do? Have Bronson beat Seth? And then where does Bronson go from there?
Yeah.
Who's more believable to beat either, Seth or Bronson? So you gotta think about all that.
Yeah.
So
it's gonna be interesting. But I don't know. Like, I wanna see how they do his return though. And when and how soon.
It'll probably be like during a Drew and Punk match, but he's gonna attack one of them, boy.
I wonder if they do their trilogy that fast though. Like if Punk win, they fight again at Bad Blood, then what? Like, I mean, that's,
I mean, they did Seth and Cody trilogy.
They fight again at Bad Blood though.
They did Seth and Cody trilogy that fast. They went from Seth losing at Mania, then he lost at Backlash, then he lost at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Did Seth dirty, man.
Yeah.
Nobody say.
The GOAT.
Who, no Seth?
Kill. Come on now.
No kill.
Come on now.
No.
Bro, kill. Seth is definitely like the best wrestler today.
In WWE, yeah, I'd say.
Who better than Seth in the world?
Daniel Bryanson.
No.
And
not even close.
Probably Kenny Omega.
My top five right now. Seth, Ospreay.
Oh, yeah. Kenny. And Ospreay's crazy.
Kenny. I'll throw Daniel in that bitch. And then I'm going to go MJF, number five.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Who your top five, Chase?
Right now, today,
yeah.
Are we talking about wrestlers or are we talking about like
active
wrestling? Active. Like, are we talking about the wrestlers, like from a character standpoint, or are we talking about the wrestling? Who I think are the best wrestlers?
Wrestling.
Seth. Will. Daniel. Damn. It's tough, bro. Mm. I like Swerve a lot. Swerve, I think nice. Swerve is pretty good. Yeah, Swerve pretty nice. And last,
you can't forget about the cleaner, man. You gotta have Kenny in there.
I have to put Kenny because like, I don't. It's tough. That's tough, bro. Like if we talking about like as far as like wrestling, it's tough. Now, from a character standpoint, I can just go on all day about who I think is the coolest or whatever. But
character wise, Maxwell, Jacob, Friedman, MJF. He reminds me of the Edge from like La Familia days when he wanted you to, he was a scum of the earth. Like you hated Edge. Like people really hate MJF.
His character is crazy, but Roman's character is not slept on either, though. I feel like Roman literally like on another level right now, bro.
Oh, for sure.
Roman on another level right now.
He
don't even gotta say nothing no more. He could just walk out there.
He don't the aura for Roman Reigns is crazy.
Man, let me tell y'all my top five.
I already know Jeff will be in there.
Jeff Hardy. Snoop Dogg.
This man says Snoop.
I Show Speed. Sexy Red.
Oh, yeah, you tripping.
But she had debuted drunk. On NXT. She debuted on NXT. Drunk. She on the roster. She on the roster.
He is drunk, fellas.
Let's see for my fifth spot. Shit.
Listen, fans, don't mind our little cousin.
He's drunk. Hey,
if I had to go number five, shit, I mean, I'm going to throw in, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to put in, you know what I'm saying, Bobby Lashley. You know
Bobby solid, though.
I like Bobby. Where he about to go?
Free agency.
You think he go to AEW?
We got to get him on the podcast, bro.
You got to get somebody on him, man. Like Tevin said, level up. We get somebody on. Dang.
Why you don't think he go to AEW though? Him and what's the name going together? Shelton
and MVP because
no, MVP and like
that's run by kids, bro.
Who AEW?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna say AEW don't got no good people in that bitch, but dog, come on.
Hey, he should go to fourth rope.
He could go back to TNA.
What you know about fourth rope?
That'd be solid too. If he go back to TNA, then he could still
come back. What you know about fourth rope, KJ?
The fuck is a fourth rope?
See, I gotta put y'all boys on, dog. I gotta put y'all boys on, man.
Yeah, do that. So, what y'all think of Gunther calling Orton granddaddy, his daddy, and him a bunch of screw-ups?
He was not wrong.
How is he not wrong?
That's a very valid statement. We're talking about the Orton legacy here.
Okay? So his screw-ups. Orton is arguably... Orton is in the running for the GOAT debate in WWE.
That's cool.
Yeah. But I mean, he's on the outside, but he's in there.
He done fizzled out, though.
No.
What has Randy? Randy, listen, man, that boy Randy done been through some shit. Now I commend him for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Randy had the belt like 4 or 5 years ago, like on some recent shit.
Exactly. You know what had done happened between them 4 to 5 years?
What?
Roman had the belt for four years.
There's new fans now.
Roman had the belt for 4 years.
There's a whole new era that's here now. Five years ago, niggas was in the house wearing masks and shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't even nobody in the stands when he had that belt. Wouldn't nobody remember that? That's the forgotten era. Okay.
Nah, that ain't no forgotten era.
That's forgotten, bro. That's forgotten. Now he came back. Now he thick Orton. You know what I'm saying?
He about 290 now.
Yeah. Thick Orton got a hey, listen, bro. You gotta turn up. He's supposed to come back and he's supposed to be final boss. He's supposed to come back.
I tell you right now, the way Gunther talking to Randy, Randy gonna bring back that punt kick and punt Gunther head into the fourth row. All
right. I hope we see that.
That's the energy I need, though. That's the energy. Yeah. All that motherfucking RK bro and shit, all that shit out the window, bro. I need you to come back and be a menace, dog. You want some? You want some old niggas?
You want 07 on you? You want 07 on you?
He acting old. He acting like an old nigga, like, bro. Yo, if you still got that fight, you ain't. He ain't on no Viper shit. He acting like he done lost.
You telling me you want Randy Orton that was terrorizing the McMahon family?
I want the Randy Orton that's coming in and he gonna body slam Triple H through a table until he give him a title match.
You want the one that was DDT and Stephanie?
Every day when he wake up and he see Triple H, body slam. He in the morning and that's how body slam.
Hey, Randy,
he walking out. Crazy. He walking out to open up the pay per view. Body slam. Just from behind the back clothesline. As soon as y'all hear that name, it's time to play the game.
Him,
in my head.
Him or KO gonna have to go heel, though. One of them gonna have to go heel this upcoming pay-per-view to keep Cody's story alive.
Don't worry, we'll cover that later in the show. That's coming up. But now we're gonna flip things from Raw over to NXT. I got one question for you guys. Do you believe in Joe Hendry?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I can't complain. He's pretty cool.
Hey, he say he gonna beat all you, and he gonna defend the title in London, Tokyo, and Paris.
From that Tokyo, would be so insane that
to Canada, to Scotland.
I don't see that happening.
I see it happening, but not for long.
You think he went and take the belt over there?
Think about it. You know how over Joe Hendry is? Joe Hendry got football players walking out saying, I believe in Joe Hendry. His song went number one in the world.
But what about... I just
and all he said it. Was...
I don't see...
All he like said it. Was, say his name and he'll appear. I believe in Joe Hendry. He gonna be from London... to Scotland, to Tokyo, to Canada. So, I mean, what you trying to say? If he go over there, that'll get so much exposure, bro, and then that gives Dolph, well, his name is Nick Namath now, my bad.
Yeah.
A chance to come over here with the TNA title and lose that.
That would be crazy. That'd be crazy. I just don't see Buddy losing so fast, and he just got the belt, though.
So now, if you take the NXT title to TNA, that gets exposure for new fans. If Nick Namath, formerly known as Dolph Ziggler, comes over, and he loses to somebody over here, NXT, now the TNA title's on NXT, the NXT title's on TNA, and that's exposure for new fans everywhere. Ratings off the chart. Just like when John.
How long did he have it to take it over there, though?
Two pay per views. That's it.
Damn.
That's long.
That's a long time, bro.
Only 2 months.
That's like what? 2 months? Yeah.
Well, a lot can happen in 2 months, bro.
Think about like this. In AEW, John Moxley won the IWGP title and held it over here for like 4 or 5 months.
That's New Japan title, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, so they got it back now, or is it still in AEW?
Yeah, they got it back.
Oh.
So
I did not know that.
They can do that. And yes, Hutch, him double cupping over here.
Hey, all I'm gonna gotta say is whoop that trick. All right.
Trick eye.
Whoop that trick.
Trick is hard. Yeah.
Man, shout out, man. Shout out. That's home team right there, man.
Trick hard.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Trick from the city.
Y'all fucking Oba Femi?
Yeah, he's fire.
Oba Femi. He's a what is he?
Oh. He the champion.
I hope he goes to the main roster and do the same exact thing.
So who gonna beat him? If he go to main, you know he gotta lose his title.
It gotta make sense. Like he just
the Don,
just like Gunther. Oh yeah, he possibly could lose this one though. I really
the Jaw could beat him.
Yeah, this one he might lose, but the other ones like them they seem believable.
No,
but this one, he might lose.
He might. He
possibly yeah. And the Don, he a good character. Like I like bro. He's nice. So
he's solid.
I could see him losing this one. You see him slam him the other night.
Yeah.
How he easily yeah.
So Wes Lee, who's been a good guy his whole life in his wrestling career, is now turned heel. How you think it's gonna be a good heel run, or he gonna turn back face real quick?
I think it's gonna be awkward.
Yeah, I was about to say I don't think he know how to play that heel type of thing. Yeah. I think it was easy for him to just be face because.
Yeah, it's certain guys that can't be healed. Like him, I don't see it. Like Rey Mysterio is another one that can't be a bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not looking good for my beige brothers in the beige community.
We'll have to see some character development, but I don't see it really.
Yeah, he need to have a little chip on his shoulder, man. I think he's missing a little chip, man. He ain't really
He did beat up his homies and say that y'all cost me the tag titles and I've been carrying y'all my whole career. One of them did get pinned, not him.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm mad because it's because of y'all. Like, I feel like something, you know what I'm saying? It gotta be a little more, you gotta have something a little more personal than, y'all niggas messed me up. Now I'm mad at the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that sound like a between you and them thing, bro.
All right, fellas, time for our last segment of the day, SmackDown. What y'all think about Mee Chin breaking up Queen Nia's championship celebration? You think it's going anywhere, or Nia is gonna beat her up too?
I think Nia wins, but I think they're gonna put on a good match. I think Nia going to hold the belt until Tiffany take it. So I think that it's good for the story. And I think their story is actually better than the Bayley story. Huh?
How did they go about Tiffany taking the title from her?
She got the briefcase.
Is Nia turn face or is Tiffany going to turn face?
I think Tiffany turned face.
Yeah, facts.
On Nia. I think the story is looking like it's supposed to play out like she's her best friend, but really like Nia's like, I'm the champion, like I'm still above you type stuff. Like we still best friends, but it's like I'm above you, like I put myself above you. And I feel like that's what it's looking like building towards, and then she gonna end up just getting fed up with it and eventually cash in.
I don't keep using her to win and then she can get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I feel like her and Mee Chin, they'll put on a good match, a good part of the story. I'm pretty sure something will happen to continue people talking about the story. That was what I'm trying to say.
Right. I see it. So y'all seen interaction with KO and Cody, right? When Cody came out to save him,
mm-hmm.
He was just giving him a look. You think KO going to turn heel before Bash in Berlin?
I don't think before. I think it'll be there, and I think it'll be right after the match. I don't see him doing it before or anything like that. I think.
So what you thinking? That he gonna try to shake it? You think Cody gonna shake his hand? And he ain't gonna do it.
Man. No, I think he will, and then he gonna end up just probably like kicking him in the nuts.
Hit that boy, kick like to the gut, and stun him,
and start just trashing him or something. What something gonna happen between him or Randy going heel? I really believe one of them.
They put that little Easter egg in there for something, bro. He ain't just looking dog like that for no reason now.
Yeah,
he gonna power bomb Cody on the apron.
I don't know who it's gonna be, but one of them gonna go heel.
He gonna power bomb Cody on the apron. I'm telling you now.
They're gonna power bomb.
That's what's gonna happen.
But one of them has to go turn heel because like Cody don't have no story. What he gonna do? Bro. Go back next or the Friday after and be like, I want to challenge this person this for this pay per view. Like He got to lose. I mean, not got to lose. He going to win, but one of them got to go heel.
If it ain't, if a KO don't do it, Randy going to RKO Cody out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Randy, if you listen to me, Randy.
I don't care which one's gonna take the belt off of Cody, to be honest. As long as it's one of them two.
When I see you, Randy,
nobody else on SmackDown to do it.
When I see you, Randy.
What you gonna do? RKO him? So I know y'all saw the main event of SmackDown. We got our new tribal chief, Solo Sikoa, calling out the OTC, Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. And they got at it. They were throwing them, as the old commentator said, and throwing them bows.
Hey, that boy asking to get his head punched off to the top of the stands, okay?
And you saw what Roman, you saw, man. You saw what happened when Roman picked up the Ulafala. The power got to him again, and he stood there for a second looking at it, instead of finishing beating up on Solo. And the Samoan werewolf popped up. Hey, I commend Roman, though. He took a super kick from a walking boot. I know that bitch hurt. I know that bitch hurt, dog. Fuck that. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, H. I fuck with you. But he ain't giving me no boot on, bro.
But them niggas need to stop with that super kick shit, bro.
They spamming.
Bro, they be double tapping X, bro. All them boys do is double tap X, bro.
Super kick, super kick, super kick. That's their move.
Yeah. And then, hey, them boy beat up the OTC, put him through a table.
As they
put him through a table and drug his ass in the ring and threw the ones up.
Come on, man. You got to make Solo look strong, bro. And that was the way to do it. That was the perfect way to do it. What other way than beating up the guy that everybody think is the guy, you know?
Right. So who you think will return first? Jimmy, Jay, Paul Heyman, or is Zilla gonna pop up first?
I think Jay. I mean, not Jay. I think Jimmy.
And not to mention, WWE supposedly has already signed Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa's older brother, Hikuleo. So when is he popping up in the story? And whose side is he going to be on?
How did they put, like, that's so many people in one story that's just outlandish.
Because think about it. In the family, think about it. That's in every family. Every family got, like, oh, I'm on the dad side or the mom side.
Yeah.
But your mom family, dad side of the family.
What do you do with that many people in one story?
I don't know. Think about it. They need a tag team.
They're going to need their own show at one point.
Think about this, guys. They need a tag team. That's the Usos, Jimmy and Jay. Roman going to need an enforcer. That's either going to be Zilla or that's going to be Hikuleo. So it'll be even across the board.
You think one half of the bloodline go to another roster eventually?
Eventually, they're going to have to, because what are they going to do? Keep adding people to the family? The story can go on forever.
So do you think after WrestleMania, when this part of the story is over, that one, well, say for instance, the bloodline that's with Solo, they all go to Raw?
So
I don't know how true it is,
but I heard that Solo and them will keep the bloodline name and Roman and them will be called the Ones.
I hope not. That's terrible.
It is. No boy, T.I.
That's terrible. I'm not even gonna lie.
Both
of them could keep the name though. I don't see why
they
not.
Could.
Because it's gonna be one on Raw, one on SmackDown. If that's how it plays out.
Think about it like this, bro. Back in WCW, they had NWO Hollywood and they had NWO Wolfpack. What's the other bloodline gonna be called?
Both of them could still just be called the bloodline. We know all of them the bloodline, regardless. regardless if they past or present, or if, whenever they come, it don't matter. All of them still bloodline.
I feel it.
But I feel like the best way for the story to continue is to break them up and then eventually
bring them back together.
Yeah, eventually.
Word, I feel it. But
because you can always keep that door open if you split them up. And then, yeah, if you split them up and then leave still like on a note of, all right, when I see you, it's up. Yeah, but and then they just go their separate ways and then they just cross path again and then it just be.
Yeah, like they have a match at Mania and they put the all shake like Rock Roman at Mania. And then like mm-hmm. the both sides put the shake hands and then the one side don't and walk away. And they're like, mm-hmm. shit, what happens next? Does it continue or what?
Yeah, it's going to get real, man. But I feel like the best thing for them to do is to split them up, to be honest. After Mania.
I feel it. Well, fellas, I thank you for coming on again tonight, man. You know, till next time, fans. Stay tuned next week for our next episode of Pod at the Beach. We'll see you guys then.
I can't say shit in this fucking thing.